preaching Christ from all of Scripture. This is Abounding Grace. You join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon for a time of rightly dividing the word of truth.
Grateful you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. On this Friday session, I want to take up the doctrine of justification by faith alone. It's the great question. How can a man be right with God? It's the question that is not being asked today. It's the question that's not being thought about today. But it is, dear listener, the most important question of your life. If God is completely holy, if God is completely just, if God cannot tolerate any sin, and he has said any sin is condemned and will be condemned forever in hell, how can you escape the wrath of God? How can you escape what is to come? You know, I've talked with many people as a pastor, and over I've heard the same basic answer. Talking with one person on his deathbed when he said, you know, I've been a good person. I have kept the law. I've always paid my bills. I never murdered anyone. You know, it's a tragic response. That's a tragic response, and yet it is the predominant thinking that dominates people's minds and hearts today, that God will accept them based on something that they've done. That is not the message of the Bible. The Bible has declared that all of our works are as sinful rags before God, that there is none who does good, no, not one. There's none who understands, all have turned aside, and that we are under the just wrath and condemnation of God. As John 3 says, whoever does not believe in the Son, the wrath of God presently abides on him. Presently, in the Greek. His hottest, intense wrath. Forgotten message today. But I want to ask the question, because even in the church world, there was a recent survey done, and this group went out and questioned people at a major conference, Christians, as to how they're right with God, and only one person in hundreds got the gospel right. That is the doctrinal ignorance that has prevailed in the church today, that we're not going back again to the basic truths of Christianity. We're assuming that everyone gets the gospel, and the reality is very few do. So let's go to this question today. How is a sinner right with a holy, just, supreme, good, righteous God, the maker of heaven and earth? One of the documents that came out of the time, shortly after the time of the Reformation, was the Heidelberg Catechism. And it's interesting for many evangelical Christians to even know that there's a history out there. A lot of people wave the banner of no creed but Christ, and I always want to say that's a creed. Everyone puts down what they believe. And when they find out that there were these Reformation documents that summarize all of the basic fundamental doctrines of the Christian faith, we see this in Southern California a lot in our churches, they just are overwhelmed with excitement that these things even exist. They didn't even know they exist. They didn't even know they had a history. And one of those is the Heidelberg Catechism, written in 1563 in Germany. This is a question. Question and answer 60. How are you right with God? Only by true faith in Jesus Christ, even though my conscience accuses me of having grievously sinned against all of God's commandments and of never having kept any of them. And even though I am still inclined toward all evil, nevertheless, without my deserving it at all, out of sheer grace, God grants and credits to me the perfect satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ, as if I had never sinned nor been a sinner, as if I had been perfectly obedient, as Christ was obedient for me. All I need to do is receive this gift of God with a believing heart. That is the doctrine of justification. Let's unpack that a little bit. Paul said in Romans chapter 3, "But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith, to demonstrate his righteousness." That is a beautiful statement. What was he describing? After two chapters of grueling exposure of sin, he announces something under the inspiration of the Spirit, that God has provided a righteousness, this standard, this perfect righteous standard that he has as a holy God. God has provided this righteousness for sinners, so that they can have this righteousness and stand before him covered in that righteousness. That's a beautiful truth that is here declared in Romans chapter 3. That through faith in Jesus Christ, what happens? We are justified freely by his grace. What is justification? Justification is a legal declaration, a legal act, whereby God grants and credits to the sinner's account the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. In other words, the sinner comes before the tribunal of God, before the courtroom of God, and he's full of sin. His whole record is marred, and God demands payment for that sin. But then there is one who stands up in his place to plead his cause. And when the sinner believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is what Martin Luther called the great exchange that occurs. God, at that moment, when the sinner trusts in Jesus, transfers, what does he do? He imputes, that's a legal word, it means to reckon to one's account, a perfect record. The perfect record of Jesus is now covering the sinner's life. And what instead happens to Jesus? Well, that's what the cross was about. Jesus took upon himself our sin. He became the curse for us. He died in our stead, in our place. He became the substitutionary atonement, the propitiation in our place that appeased God's wrath and satisfied his justice because of our sin. So that Jesus, as he took that curse, now when God looks upon the believer, you know what he sees? He sees the perfect and complete righteousness of his Son covering the life of the believer. That is the beauty of justification by faith alone. And you know what? No works can earn it. There's nothing that you can do in this life that can earn it. In fact, every other world religion teaches that. That you have to climb your way up to God. You have to do a certain amount of good deeds to earn it. Even Christmas is about that. Santa Claus, how good were you to the kids? Everything promotes a works-based religion, not the Christian faith. The Christian faith says to him who does not work but believes upon him who justifies the ungodly. God justifies the ungodly when we believe in his Son. Now, we have to hold on to that teaching today because there are many out there who try to pervert that with the interpretations of their law, pushing upon us little interpretations of the law that if someone doesn't hold to this little interpretation of the law, they might not be saved. We see this a lot. They were the Judaizers of Paul's day. Paul dealt with this often in Galatians. Galatians warns against that. For as many as are of the works of the law are under its curse. For it's written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do all things written in the book of the law to do them. In other words, if you want to try to merit your salvation by your good life, do you know what the demand is? Do you know what the requirement is? Paul says, perfection. You can never sin. If you could do that, you could be saved. Problem is, no one can do it. And Paul says, but that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The law is not of faith. but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So, we are not justified in any way before God by our works, but faith alone. What is faith? Faith is the instrument by which we embrace Jesus Christ. Faith is believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, leaning upon Him, putting our whole confidence in Him to deliver us from our sins. Now, Paul also dealt with the problem in Philippians chapter 3 of his former life as a Pharisee and what had happened when he was justified. His former life, he was confident in himself. Remember what he said? Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if anyone thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Paul says, if anyone could have been looked at and said, who has maintained and obtained the best standard of outward righteousness? Paul says, it was me. I was the best Pharisee. I was the best Jew. No one touched me. You know what he says in Philippians 3:7? But what things were gained to me, these I've counted as loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also have counted all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as dung, that I may gain Christ, here it is, and be found in Him. How are we found? He says, we're found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. What's he saying? He's saying, my righteousness never could cut it. My life could never do it. I was nothing but a rotten sinner, even with all my badges of accomplishment. But, he says, I counted all that loss, because when I gained Christ, I had a righteousness, not from the law, but which is from faith in Jesus Christ. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. That means when you've believed in Jesus, every demand of God is satisfied. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ came here, lived perfectly, died to remove the curse, and now covers His believers with a rich garment, a robe of righteousness, like the robe Joseph wore of many colors, the robe given to the prodigal son, the robe of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Dear sinner, do you have that righteousness today? There's only two ways. You can try by the law, and you will end up in hell. Where you can come today to Jesus and be covered and know without any measure of doubt that you have eternal life. Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible sincerely believed and faithfully taught. 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days are the worship service times. You're welcome to visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Many resources there for you to find out who we are and what we believe, and that we preach the Word of God, what it says in season and out of season, the truth as it is in Jesus. Thanks for tuning in today and this week. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.